International Women's Day, but I've got two boys come along to crash the party today. Yes, we've got Ben Whateley-Harris of Brentwood Running Club. Hello, Ben.
Hiya, how you doing?
And we've got our Andy Furno, who might be a familiar voice.
Good afternoon. You tried to silence me, didn't you? Good afternoon, Joe. Yeah, thank you very much for having us in the studio.
No, it's great having you both here. So, listen, Ben, you're from the Brentwood Running Club. I must admit, I do love the tagline. Was it meet, run, have fun?
Right. Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
It gets everybody involved. Did you think of that, Ben?
I wish I could claim that. But yeah, it was me. Yes, I came up with it 100%. No one else did it.
So you're actually the welfare and social media person. That's loads of responsibility in it for you.
Well, there's a couple of welfare officers. But yeah, social media, I just do basically, I pick all the photos where I look quite good and post them online and airbrush out everything else.
So how did you get involved, Ben? Because you're a local boy as well, right?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Ongar. And then when I moved to Brentwoods, I've always ran and never ran with anybody else, always ran on my own. Did a few races, and before you know it, I was thought, let's have a look around.
Yeah.
Joined a running club, and my marathon times went from rubbish to really good, because then I learned what actually to do, learned about running with a watch, pacing, and met some great people, and it's a really nice club, and they do loads of local community.
Yeah, loads of stuff. I mean, do you have to be any ages or anything like that?
No, anyone can join. No, you could have never run before. We run beginners groups.
What, like couch kind of 5K kind of thing?
And funny you should say that, because our next one actually starts on Wednesday, the March the 20th, and it's free to join. So 7:30 p.m. at the Brentwood Centre, if you want to get involved. So if you're a local person and you think, I really want to run, but I don't know whether I want to, I don't want to do it on my own, or I'd like to do it with like-minded people, or I only want to bring my wife along, come along. We're a nice bunch.
It's always that worrying thing, is it? Especially if you've never done it before. You could be like your 20s, 30s or 40s, never run before. Still quite physical, but never run. It's always kind of a worry, and it's just that, oh, I don't know what anyone's going to be like and things like that. So you haven't got to kind of sign up and that's it then. You've got to pay loads of money. Is it like that?
No,
or
not at all.
Not here we go.
Come along, try it for free.
Yeah.
If you like it and you complete the Couch to 5K and you think, I'm going to join the club, then you can.
Oh,
if you don't, you don't have to, but you've got into running. That's the main thing.
So literally people can come from anywhere around near here, right?
Yeah, you can come as far as you like. It doesn't matter.
So if you want to travel in from the north, you can do that as well.
If you really want to. We accept anyone.
What other events do you have? Because obviously there's different abilities, so you can't all go out running together, can you?
No, so we divide into groups. We've got different group leaders, we're all qualified, and we go basically in different groups. A group are those people really tall and skinny, you know, run absolutely ridiculously good marathon times. And sometimes I run with them, but sometimes I think I'm too old for this.
You're too modest.
And then
there,
you've
I
got
think.
All the way down to different groups, which are really social. You've got some brilliant social groups who've completed the Couch to 5K, but loved running together. So they stay with each other and they run. And they're actually probably the naughtiest, most riotous, funnest group to run. I've ran with them a few times and they're hilarious.
But you do loads of stuff for charity in it, and that's why you're here today, aren't you? Because you're going to be doing the Brentwood Half Marathon. Did they still call it the Bakers? They used to call that Bakers.
Yeah, they're one of the sponsors, yeah.
Ah, yeah, nice one. So how long have you actually been taking part in that?
So I have got a personal connection to St Francis Hospice, where in 97, when I was a 15-year-old lad, my dad passed away there.
Oh.
And then it took me a good 20-odd years to do anything for the hospice, probably because you're 15, you're immature, you're young, you don't really do stuff, you go off and live your life.
Totally.
But then I decided that, well, I had that epiphany moment where I've got to do something, and I haven't looked back. And every year I've done marathons, long distance bike rides, open water swims, half marathons, you name it, all sorts of silly stuff I've been doing. And I keep doing it. As long as my knees and ankles are still okay, I'll keep going.
Yeah, because the club's raised over, well, it's an astounding, really, £23,000 just for St Francis Hospice, right?
Well, that's
up to date.
Recently, but over the years, we're over £200,000 because St Francis are our chosen charity.
Yeah.
And that was way before I joined the club, so I never had anything to do with that. It was just coincidental that the charity that I wanted to fundraise for was our charity of choice.
Wow.
So every event we do, we fundraise as a group. So if you get a marathon place for the club, you're encouraged to run for St Francis. That is our charity.
Wow.
But
it was meant to be, Ben, wasn't it, for you, really?
Yeah, but we also get all the people who sign up forcing Francis Phosphorus to run marathons,
yeah.
but have never had any connection to the club. And they come and join us so they can run and train and they get that ultimate goal that of completing their first marathon.
Yeah, because the club's been going since the 80s, hasn't it?
Yeah, 87.
So,
yeah.
So still got any of the original ones still around?
They're knocking
like
about,
that.
But you see them propping up bars rather than running miles now.
Oh, yeah. So can we go over to you, Andy, to find out more about sort of the marathon and sort of like what that money and the help can actually bring to the hospice?
Sure. Well, so many people that are listening probably don't realise that St Francis Hospice is one of the largest adult hospices in the UK, and that's just the area that we cover alone. It's we're providing care to Havering, Brentwood, Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge and parts of West Essex. And every service that we provide to our patients and patients' families is free of charge. We get around about a third of our support from the government, NHS combined, but the rest, of course, has to be raised. It's people like Ben and the Brentwood Running Club that actually keep us going day to day. And I know Ben's really passionate about the upcoming Brentwood Half Marathon. The hospice have worked very closely with him, sure the events team have. Mm. And I know Ben really wanted to talk about, you know, the effect it's going to have, the effort, the blood, sweat, the tears that people put in, and how much that benefits patient care. It's incredible.
Yeah, because it's not just on that day, is it? It's all the fundraising beforehand, isn't it? Making sure people are aware of it and trying to get people on board as well to still support you all the way. So
yeah, it certainly is.
It's something to be proud of, Ben, right?
We've set up a WhatsApp chat between all the people who are running their first ever half marathon for St Francis.
Right.
And of course, everybody's sharing their progress and sharing their runs. And it's a brilliant little group to encourage everybody.
Yeah.
And they're all talking about that final, getting over that finishing line. And for some people, a half marathon's not a lot, but for some people, it's their Everest. It's their biggest thing they'll ever do. And it means the world to them because they have been personally touched by that hospice. They've chosen to put their body on the line, and some people it's completely alien. They'll never do anything like this ever again, and they're the ones who really, really deserve the shout out and earn the most and really put their bodies on the line. They're the real heroes.
So have you got many first timers there?
There's absolutely loads. The half marathon's on the 24th of March, and if you're a Brentwood local, come out, watch it, cheer people on. If you see anybody in St Francis Orange, give them a big cheer. There's thousands of people doing it. It's a brilliant event. It's one of the nicest half marathons, go through Blackmoor, all the beautiful country lanes, and we've got some lovely running areas around us and some very hilly routes.
But Ben, does it bring Brentwood to a halt, or do you have to do road closures or anything like that to get the course
right? You should say that. I've actually got a list of road closures, so anybody who lives in Brentwood, there will be some road closures which will affect some people. Not the entire route is closed, but for example, Sawyers Hall Lane, Highland Avenue and the A1023 Shenfield Road will be closed from 7:30 till 2 o'clock, with Shenfield Road being closed from 9 till 10:40. The Mount Nissen roundabout is operational, but there will be a stop-go traffic system going on there. Mm. So anybody on those days and you're leaving a bit early, maybe go out a bit earlier for that time or try and avoid those routes. Mm. Toby Lane, Mount Nissen will be closed from 7 till 12. Doddenhurst Road, 8 to 1 o'clock will be completely closed.
Mm.
And then Hall Lane on Doddenhurst Road is also shut at the same time.
I'll tell you what, shall we have a quick break so I can fit in the ads, if that's all right? Because you have a cracking song for International Women's Day, didn't you? Go on, Ben, what is it?
Well, you put me on the spot, and I chose Florence and Machine, because if you've got International Women's Day celebrating really strong women, I thought her voice is one of the strongest of them all, but you said you've already played her. So I had to quickly look at what I've been listening to on Shuffle, so I thought, why don't you play Barracuda by Heart, because it is one of the best running songs that I know of.
Here we go. I bet you wanna end
Sakura.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Right, now we are back in the studio in Brentwood here on Phoenix FM with Ben Whateley-Harris from the Brentwood Running Club and, of course, our own Andy Furno. You all right, boys?
Absolutely fine, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.
Ben, you good stuff. Hey, Ben, I want to ask you, though, first, at sign-up, is there a cut-off point or anything like that?
Yes, funny you should say that. The half marathon, which is happening on the 24th of March on the Sunday, you can still sign up to the 18th. So get on the website, Google Brentwood Half, and you won't regret it.
Nice one. And can you get that from sfh.org.uk?
I'm pretty sure that there's plenty of advertising for the Brentwood Half, because we've got a lot of people running it this year.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of support as well.
Yeah. So, Andy, how long have you known Ben? Or you've not just met, because that would...
No, we were trying to work this out some many, many moons ago, I think, actually. I was quite a while ago in my career at the hospice, I was asked to go down and do like a little bit of a motivational speech to some of the runners at the club. So many people have so much passion, not just for the half marathon, but for the London marathon. Yeah. And it's to give them, you know, people like Ben doesn't need any kind of education at all, but there's a lot of people that have never set foot inside a hospice. They don't know what we do. Yeah. They don't know the services we provide. So sometimes we go down and we share those stories, and then people get a better understanding of their fundraising and their passion for running. It goes hand in hand.
Mm. And that's how you met.
Yeah. I was sitting in an audience. We had different talks. I was giving a talk for first-time runners, and then St. Francis rep came up. Andy came up, resplendent in orange, shining in the morning light, that sort of thing, and gave a really, really passionate speech about the hospice, about how it affected people's lives, families. And then when everybody disappeared to go and get a cup of tea, I approached him and just told him how much that speech hit me. Oh. And then I mentioned my personal circumstances, and he just gave me a massive hug. And that's how we greet in the car park now all the time. Oh. But yeah, and we've been friends ever since.
It's funny, because probably of all the things that we do through the calendar, I would probably say London Marathon's my favourite day when it comes to fundraising. We go down very early, we set up a cheer station, and we track all of our runners. Oh. And me and Ben are often seen in a full embrace at whatever mile we're set up. We've been changed, actually. Pre-COVID, we always used to be mile 23, which is around Tower Hill. But now we're more kind of around the Docklands area now.
Yeah, so they're mile 17.
Yeah, mile 17.
You can see them coming. So you're running along and you're looking ahead and you can see this sea of orange. And then you see this guy in a massive orange wig just going berserk. And you're like, there's Andy. So you position yourself on the right side of the road. You're running along, high-fiving them all. A couple of years ago, I accidentally high-fived the woman who had an arm in a plaster cast and really hurt her. They had to met her eventually afterwards and apologise. But yeah, you cannot miss the St. Francis group. Uh-huh. They're brilliant.
Yeah, so it's constant support throughout, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It all comes together, Joe. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work that goes in to all of the half marathon and the full marathon. There's a lot of stewardship that goes on. But everybody comes together almost as a family, I'd say. Wouldn't you, Ben?
Yeah, it's amazing how... It took me a long time to do something for St. Francis, but they welcome you with open arms. Mm. It doesn't matter you've had that period off. There are people who are affected so much by this charity and they want to do so much, but everybody's connected, and it's such a nice, friendly group. We always go for a beer after the marathon and chat, or we meet up, and there's people. I've made some great friends through St. Francis Hospice through other fundraisers, and you always see them around Essex. It's great. Yeah. I was just telling Andy during the break, it's brilliant when you're, I know it's going back to running, but you're standing at the start line of a race, you're in your St. Francis vest, there's loads of people all milling around, it's probably raining and miserable, and you look over and you see another St. Francis runner. You've never seen them before. They look over, they see you, and before you know it, you're both hugging each other, having a chat. Then the start gun goes and you might never see them again. But it's great, and I don't see that with other charities as much. I mean, sure, it happens, but It's such a nice little personal touch.
It's all that bond, isn't it? You can tell, like, everyone, every time you come into the studio, Andy, with anybody that works there or anybody that's doing anything voluntary, you can just literally, I mean, it's going to sound like really corny, but you can actually feel the love in the room. Do you know what I mean? You really genuinely can.
But you're absolutely spot on, Joe. You can't even dress it up. St. Francis Hospice is very, very unique. Yeah. The people that work there care passionately for our patients and our patients' families, and it's never ending. It's one of those situations whereby the hospice will never close, and there'll never be a point where it's not needed. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, people need care. that needs funding. So for somebody like me, who's a fundraiser, the work is never ending, but the reward is immense. Mm-hmm. It's immense.
Mm-hmm. It just always seems crazy to me as well that, you know, it is a charity that you need, because you only get a small funding through, all the rest you've got to raise yourself to keep it going. It just seems crazy.
There's an argument for that though, Joe. We get a third of our running costs, but I just have this feeling that if you got more than a third, it may become more NHS orientated. It wouldn't be the unique place that it is.
Okay.
Most of the staff think nothing of seeing a dog on the wards. Sometimes if somebody's at end of life and they have a horse and they want the horse to come in to say goodbye. All of these things I've witnessed in my time there. It's very, very unique.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Andy, look, I mean, I've known you for, a couple of years now,
yep.
I suppose. And because I've always wanted to ask you exactly what you do.
That's fine. So I'm now into my 13th year at St Francis Hospice.
Wow.
When I came originally, all those years ago, I was an ambassador. The idea behind an ambassador was to take out the work of the hospice, talk to people, individuals who may be able to do a pound a week, sometimes less than a pound a week. We have a weekly lottery. We have a sponsor nurse appeal to continue the work that the nurses do, not only at the inpatient unit, but out in the hospice at home team as well. So initially as an ambassador, that was just my gentle introduction. From there, I kind of moved into the events team a little bit because of my DJ background, as you would know, Joe. Yeah. So I've kind of done things with the late night walk in Romford that we used to do, with the car show that we used to do up at Dunton. I used to compare these events. But then I kind of really got into community fundraising. You would see me in every bank, every shopping centre, all the malls, all anywhere, like school fates, anywhere that there was fundraising going on, or opportunities. And then after a while, I kind of started to do a lot more work from a corporate perspective. Right. So now, where I sit now, I'm in the local engagement team, but a lot of my work is business fundraising. So I do an enormous amount of networking, and I meet businesses that are in a position to lend support to the hospice. And it's, do you know what, Joe? It's more or less the same ask as when I started 13 years ago, but to a slightly different audience. But I am never ceased to be amazed by the generosity of the public. But you know what? It's only when you get talking to people, and sometimes they'll share their story, which is a real privilege. And then you're kind of halfway there, because they think, just like Ben said, he had a period where he was only 15 when he lost his father.
Yeah.
But then he comes back to a point where he goes, actually, do you know, I think I want to do something now. He's never stopped. He's never stopped. And this is what people do. They realise that because people are always going to need the hospice, we need to keep going. But Joe, I'm going to take this opportunity right now for your lovely listeners that tune into you every day, and they know you as lovely Joe, who does the songs and does the weather and does this. They probably don't know what you're doing right now. And I know you're not prepared for me to say this, but I'm going to. Right now, all throughout March, from the very 1st to the very 31st, we're doing a 100-kilometre walk every day that people are doing to aid patient care at St Francis Hospice. Now, listeners, Joe Bailey is participating
in
this walk.
Can I just clarify? It's not 100 kilometres a day, every day.
Throughout March. Throughout March. But, Joe, you probably haven't said anything about that. And I think for your lovely listeners who tune into you every day, I think on your personal pages, you should be putting your link up, because I think people would love to support you, Joe, in what you're doing. Because you're just like Ben. It's such a selfless thing to do.
Well, it's just, you know, you sit here all the time, and I just done a year on Drive, actually, so I wanted to mark it for something special. And you guys come in all the time. And St Francis Hospice, obviously the tagline, I play it out probably 4 or 5 times as well. And goodness knows how many times I say it. So I kind of wanted to give something back and mark it, really. Unfortunately, started off with a terrible cold, which didn't help at the beginning. But I will be putting a video out over the weekend with the GoFund page, because it's not about me or Ben or anybody else. This is just purely about St Francis Hospice, and it's the working within the local community. You know, I think sometimes we always talk about what the governments and everybody else should do, but sometimes it's just the individuals standing up as well. Really, I think that's what it's all about, and we know that more now, but working on local radio, right?
How are you getting on with it, Joe?
Worked it out. I've got to do about a day
right.
now to carry on. So it's all right. So at the moment today, I have only done, I've only done 4.8K. So I'll be carrying on that on tonight. That's not even a lot.
For
so
the benefit, for the benefit of the listeners, because you would never see this, but we were watching it. In between songs, when Jo's playing songs, she's getting her steps in, trust me.
And she's doing press-ups.
I know, with one hand, Ben, wasn't it, as well? Yeah, it's very impressive there, yeah. So, yeah, thanks for that, Andy. But it's thanks for all that you do as well. So if anyone else wants to get involved, there's lots of people that are doing the 100K as well. If you're sitting at home thinking, oh, I might want to get involved, there's so many other things that people can do for fundraising, right, Andy?
Easiest way, Joe, www.sfh.org.uk. Go onto the website, have a read about our work, have a read about how you can get involved. So easy. And the fundraising team are so supportive, and people can really make a difference in their community.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll second that. The fundraising team are the second to none. There's a brilliant, really passionate team up there who, if you've ever got a problem, they'll help you out. They are really amicable and personable people, yeah. And I've got to know them all really well, and they're all great, great people. They're passionate beyond belief. You wouldn't believe it.
And look, if you're sitting at home thinking, oh, do you know, I want to get off the couch and I want to start running, Ben's group sounds brilliant. How can we find you again, Ben?
Well, just Google Brentwood Running Club or find us on Facebook, Instagram. But our next running Couch to 5K beginners course starts on Wednesday, March 20th, 7:30 at the Brentwood Centre. Come along.
Brilliant stuff.
And if you are a local runner doing the London Marathon and you want to come to St Francis Hospice next Tuesday evening, the 12th of March, we're actually doing a marathon evening with information for first-time runners. If you've never done a London Marathon, it's a big rigmarole. Mm-hmm. There's lots of people giving nutritional advice, sports advice, running tips, and I'm doing a presentation on what to expect on the day. So more than welcome.
Thanks, Ben. And listen, I just want to finish off before I play one of my favourite songs. I know I'm going to be at the same place as you on Sunday. Something's going on, isn't it, Andy?
Oh, yes, something's going on. So the thing that me and Joe Bailey have in common is we're both very passionate West Ham United supporters. But this ties in with St Francis Hospice as well. And what happens is that we at the hospice are one of the chosen partners of the West Ham Foundation. I think there's 7 in total, but we're one of them. Mm. So every season, we get an awareness game, and ours is this weekend versus Burnley. So what actually happens is as supporters approach the ground, they'll see the St Francis Hospice logos and the fact that we've now been caring for our communities for 40 years. So there's a lot of information around that. But what also happens, and I'm very, very privileged with this, Joe, is that around about 25 minutes before kickoff, I go pitch side with Sir Trevor Brooking, who is a patron of St Francis Hospice. We give a very short interview to the crowd that are in the stadium by then, just to appeal about our work. We always get a section in the programme. There'd be a QR code, and if people want to support the hospice, they can. But this support that we get from West Ham United, again, it's as appreciated as much as we get from Phoenix 98 FM. So it works all the way around. But for me personally, as a West Ham supporter, this is a big privilege, and I'll be there in my claret and blue suit.
I'm going to be, because normally I'm running last minute, but I'm going to make sure I'm there early. I do love a cap. I've got an orange cap. I'm going to be wearing that.
How lovely.
Sunday as well. So, and all the details as well. If you've just tuned in, think, oh goodness, I've missed the boys. Don't worry. By Saturday evening, the catch up will be there with all the links for the Ben's Brentwood Running Club and of course for St Francis Hospice as well. Boys, thank you so much for coming in. Anything else you want to give or shout out to anyone before you run?
I'll tell you what I'd like to say. A, thank you to Phoenix. B, thank you to you. And happy Women's International Day.
Well, do you know what? This is the perfect song. Cheers, boys. I want you lot dancing there. Come on. We
say, can they be that close? Just let me state for the record, we're giving love.